It's time for Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM. Tune in over the next hour as Corey talks about the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. Call in now, 814-946-0435. That's 814-946-0435. Now, Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM.
All righty, good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Central, covering the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. I'm Corey Geiger. Hope that everything is going well for everybody. Beautiful day out there. Not too hot. We've got intern Nathan in with us today. And I'll tell you what, I was just, you know, walking outside over the last hour or so thinking, like, good Lord, last week was horrendous. Now we get this today. This is beautiful today. I'll take this any day.
Definitely a nice day. I can't complain at all. You know, you're not breaking a sweat driving here, so that's always a good thing. So, I mean, perfect weather. You know, you can actually go outside and it's bearable, so can't complain whatsoever.
Last week was one of those things, as soon as you walked outside, it was like, smothered by heat. And I'm from the sun, I'm used to it. I'm used to heat. But last week was just different. It was only like 91, 92, but man, it felt a good 110 a lot of days. Because I was out there doing stuff a lot of days, tried to mow the yard one day. And that's why I even did a thing last week where I said, hey, God bless all you folks who are out there in this kind of heat, you know, doing construction or road work or whatever, because those are the people that make America run whenever it's brutal outside.
Absolutely. Whenever it's, you know, 92, and again, it's not the hottest it can be, but I feel like we haven't had something like that in a while, especially in the, you know, mid-June. So, I mean, it's been a long time since I can remember weather that hot, and it just, no one was used to it. But yeah, these people outside working,
oh man,
God bless them. They don't know how they do it.
All right, we've got our phone lines open, 946-0435, 946-0435. Before we get started here, I want to send a shout-out to my man, Nebraska Man. I got word yesterday that Nebraska Man's a little under the weather and maybe for a few days. So best wishes to you, my man. Hopefully everything is going well. Nebraska Man, Nathan, you've been in here for a month and a half. Yesterday, he wasn't able to call. That was like the first time he didn't call in at least 4 or 5 months. Mm-hmm. And I will say this to all the listeners. I greatly appreciate when people call because that's really what kind of keeps the show going. We can kind of get into some various topics and everything. But especially Nebraska Man. Nebraska Man has been the most loyal listener that we have on the show for a while. So hopefully everything's going well, my man. Get better soon, and we will hear from you before too long. 946-0435 is our number. A little bit later on, we're going to have Nathan taking over the show. We did this once last week. We're going to do this a few times. We got an interview with Jared Prugar from the Altoona Mirror here in a few minutes. We're going to talk some Altoona Curve baseball as they return home for the second half. And then Nathan's going to kind of take over the show somewhere around 435, 440 or so and be the host. You looking forward to it?
I'm excited. I like it, you know. Can kind of do what I want and, you know, talk about some stuff that interests me, which I mean, sports interests me in general. But
you mean, you know, what I'm saying doesn't interest you?
No, it definitely
does. Get the hell out.
But I could take it in a direction. We'll see where it goes. No, I got some ideas on my mind, so I'm excited to do them.
That's the thing about doing this. You come in, whatever idea you've got, you know. And I've asked Nathan over the last few weeks, come up with some ideas. It was his Mount Rushmore thing was an idea. You know, hey, it's June, man. You know, we're bouncing stuff off the walls here. Once September rolls around, we can talk Penn State football and Steelers all day, every day. Mm-hmm. This time of year, I'm not a hockey person. I'm not getting into the damn NHL finals, or Stanley Cup finals. I'm just not. Congratulations to Florida Panthers. I know they almost ruined a tremendous season and everything last night. Are you a hockey guy at all?
I mean, I tune in. I like the Stanley Cup playoffs, so I don't mind that. It was definitely an interesting series, seeing, you know, 3-0, then, you know, Edmonton wins three games.
Almost blew it, yeah.
I know. Almost, I think it would have been the first time since 1945.
Oh, that's happened before? Somebody's won 3-0 in hockey?
I think Detroit's done it twice. I think so.
All right.
I think it was like 42 and 45 or something I saw, but I'm not completely sure. Don't quote me on that.
Yeah, I'm not dropping any hockey knowledge on here. Outside of like Wayne Gretzky and Mary Lemieux, I'm not offering much. Jerry on the line, buddy. What's going on, pal? How you doing?
Good. I had a question, a trivia question for you.
Okay.
On the Major League Baseball squads now, since they're not letting pitchers pitch pretty much past the sixth inning most of the time. Do the teams carry more pitchers than they used to in the past?
That is a good question. I'm not around the major leagues right now, and it was always 13 pitchers, 12 position players, or vice versa. Some would go 12 pitchers, 13 position players. I honestly don't know that. Nathan, Google that real quick.
13. It's 13.
So people are carrying 13 now?
13, yep.
No, and they're not. I know for doubleheaders and stuff, and they can have taxi squads now. But as far as I know, it was 13, so Nathan confirmed that. I'm with you, Jerry. I'm surprised it's not more. There probably are some situations maybe where a team, you know, might have something going on crazy where they add another guy. But, yeah, that seems reasonable that it's the same as always.
So it's 13 pitchers and 12 position players.
Is that what you got?
Yep. I think the reason why they kept it that, though, is because they put that three-batter minimum in for relievers. So you won't see
– that's a good point, yeah.
You won't see teams, you know, swapping out relievers every other batter. So I think that's why they're going to stick with 13, but it might bump up to 14 sooner
or later. I
wonder,
because of the openers, more and more teams doing the opener where they'll pitch a reliever for an inning. I wondered if that would have changed the dynamic at all. Maybe it had some teams. I know the Rays have done that a lot in the past. Pirates have tinkered with it a little bit.
I feel like every once in a while they throw an opener out there. It's not too often, but every team does it.
Yeah, that's a good question, Jerry.
Yeah, not my trivia question.
All right.
Song is the most played song over the radio ever.
The most played song over the radio ever. Let's see. Nathan, you can chime in on this too. We'll both get a guess here.
I might need like an era, because there's a lot.
I'm gonna go without an era here. I'm gonna go maybe with something. You know, I'd guess it's probably something from the 70s or 80s, Jerry, or am I at least in the right ballpark there?
No, it's in the 60s.
It's in the 60s?
It came out in the 60s.
Oh, so that means it's probably a Beatles song.
Is it a Beatles song? That's where I was going.
Is it a Beatles song then?
No.
It's not a Beatles song, and it's
Rolling
from
Stones?
The 60s. Start Me Up?
No, it came out, I think, in 64, 65.
Okay. You got a guess, Nathan? Nathan's
I can't
be...
get no satisfaction. I'm going to get Rolling Stones. I think that was 65, so.
No.
Nathan's going to use this in his
it
trivia
might be,
show.
It might be next week.
What do you got, Jerry? What is it?
It's You've Lost That Loving Feeling by the Righteous Brothers.
That's the most played song ever on the radio?
I was surprised, too. Yeah.
That blows my mind. I like it. It's a good song. It blows my mind.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, where'd you hear that or come upon that? I like going to places where I can get neat little tidbits like that.
Well, I listen to a podcast. It's called the 500 History of Rock and Roll, I think, in 500 Songs.
Okay.
And some British guy. And that's where I heard it.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love it. Dropping knowledge on us. Every time you call... I'm gonna give you a challenge. Every time you call, you give us a music trivia question.
We'll keep score.
We'll keep score on it. How about that?
Sounds good.
Thanks,
right,
buddy. Appreciate it, man. 946-0435. That's great. Most played on radio. Okay. On radio. Okay. I just got a note here from Doug Herendeen, who is a tremendous music historian. And he confirms that the most played song on radio and TV. Now, this is an interesting little tidbit. Doug says, the most played song on radio and TV is You've Lost That Love and Feeling. The most played on just the radio, and this blows my mind also, because this is a good song, but not necessarily something that I hear in regular rotation, you know, a lot. Every Breath You Take by The Police. I believe that was 1983. If I'm not mistaken.
I just looked it up, and that's what came up too. So
you came up with Every Breath You Take?
Yeah, it came up on Dave's music database. That's what it was on.
See,
so,
this is
and Brown Eyed Girls next with Van Morrison.
That's the second most played song on the radio.
And then I Can't Get No Satisfaction's third.
Where is Don't Stop Believing on that? Is that on there?
Is this
an updated list, like within the last 2 to 3 years?
I'm at the assume it's updated. I gotta.
This is the kind of stuff I absolutely love. So I appreciate Jerry for getting the show off on the right note there, because just little tidbits like that, and thanks to Doug Herendine for bringing this over, because these are the little factoids and nuggets that I love. This comparing most played on radio versus most played on radio and TV.
It wasn't in the top 150. I don't know if this is right or not.
Well, see, that's hard to believe.
That's hard to believe.
And maybe it's just because what I listen to, I hear Don't Stop Believing at least once every 2 to 3 days.
I gotta find this
so
and make sure.
Here's an interesting thing. So I drive around. This is a plug for one of our sister stations, Mix 94.7. I drive around a good bit throughout the day, running errands around town and everything, and I'm listening to Mix 94.7 a good bit of the day. That's kind of my bag of music. There's a lot of stuff on there. I kind of enjoy Steve Willett's weird, funky sense of humor. He's got Taylor Swift updates all the time. X-Man Dave Troxel's on in the morning. So I listen to a lot of Mix 94.7. All right. And I also listen to a lot of Hank FM right here on 96.1 if I want to get some country music. So that's what I'm listening to a good bit of the day as I'm driving around. A couple years ago, driving around, I had a streak of something like, I don't know, 12 or 13 days in a row. Now, keep in mind, I wasn't in the car longer than 15 or 20 minutes at a time. I had a streak of 12 or 13 days in a row where every time I got in the car, a Pink song played.
Okay.
I kid you not. Now, Mix 94.7 is a national feed, so we get the music from national feeds and everything. Now, it's not so much anymore, but Pink was on, like, literally, it seemed like once or twice an hour. And every time I got in the car for a good 2 week stretch, there's a Pink song on. Can you believe that?
I mean, I like
Pink. I like Pink too, but
I don't know. Twice an hour is played. That's wild.
It was wild. I couldn't believe it. So, and look, everybody's got stations they listen to that they'll play over and over. My wife listens to Jack FM. It's another one of our sister stations. She loves Jack FM. I can't. It's not as much enough 80s stuff for me. So when you're in the car, what are the songs that you hear frequently?
So I can't think of one I heard frequently, but this week, so whenever I was making the music trivia, one of the ones that didn't make the list was "Crying" by Aerosmith.
Okay,
I heard that song probably 5 times in one day on the radio.
Nice.
I was like, there's no way, because I've heard that song probably twice in my entire life before.
No, that's great.
And then I hear it 5 times a day after it was on the chopping block. I'm like, what? How does that even make sense?
So I have
that's the one that catches my mind right now.
I have an ear for Journey. I heard Don't Stop Believing on the way here. So if you're telling me Journey's not in the top 150 most played songs on the radio.
I don't believe it either.
I don't know.
Who knows?
I don't know what radio stations around the country are playing.
Exactly.
But I would say this, one more little thing here. Friday night, at the Roundhouse Rally,
yes,
at Harley-Davidson over there, the Foreigner Journey experience was that. Did you go?
I did go.
Were you there?
Yeah,
did you see me?
I did.
How the hell did you not see me?
I was in the corner by the fan trying to keep cool.
I was wearing a red Altoona Curve shirt. Geiger. It said Geiger on it.
Oh, I went up for like probably 1 minute and I thought I was going to pass out. So that's why I went back.
Right by the soundboard, I was standing right there by myself because my wife was with my son out. Yeah. We got some food and they stayed there. I went up and listened by myself.
They sounded good.
They were phenomenal. I'll tell you,
that guy's voice.
I looked up the guy. His name is Sean Byrne. He was doing Foreigner and Journey, and his voice was incredible. Now, it wasn't the Steve Perry, more higher-pitched voice. And we got another band, a cover band, coming in July 19th. It's called Separate Ways, the band. They're phenomenal. They're at the Railroaders
Museum.
You going
to that one?
I'm definitely going to that.
And then I'll
going
be
to,
there, too.
Then so I'm going sure. to Journey and Def Leppard 6 days later in Hershey.
There you go. You're getting your fill.
This is my Journey fill. But I'll tell you what, that Foreigner Journey experience, those dudes were fantastic.
Absolutely. I mean, I showed up probably about 8:30-ish. I didn't get there right at the beginning. But I mean, from everything on I heard, I thought they were great. I thought their voice was great. They were entertaining enough. You know, some bands lack a little bit of entertainment on stage. I thought they were fine. I thought it was pretty good overall, you know.
What's interesting though, okay, and here's the thing, this is what I love about concerts. Do you remember off the top of your head, and you may know this doing all the music trivia, do you know what Foreigner's biggest hit is?
I would say I want Know What Love Is.
They did not play that song.
They didn't, and that was the one I was surprised about.
Do you know what Journey's biggest hit is?
Don't Stop Believing.
It is not. Journey's biggest chart hit was Open Arms. It spent 6 weeks at number 2.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't play
that. Play that, yeah.
they didn't play faithfully.
They didn't play a couple big songs.
Faithfully is my favorite song. Mm-hmm. I go back and forth between Faithfully and We Are the World. Those are my two all-time favorite songs. American Pie, I love that too.
It's a good song.
The biggest song by Foreigner, their only number one hit song, I Want to Know What Love Is, they didn't play it. And Journey's big. Now, look, they were doing some rock, and my wife said, well, they're reading the room. They're not playing a bunch of ballads and stuff. But they're always going to play Faithfully. Faithfully wasn't as big of a hit as Open Arms, but everybody plays Faith. But they didn't play Open Arms or Faithfully.
I was shocked. I mean, whenever I heard Don't Stop Believin' come on, I'm like,
that's it, because they always close.
Everybody's
going to close with that.
Because that's one of the biggest songs of all time. Everybody knows the lyrics, too. Yeah. Everybody knows the chorus. And everybody should know I Want to Know What Love Is, but... I mean, that not being played was criminal.
It rocks, too. I Want to Know What Love Is. It rocks. It's not just a slow ballad or anything. You can really get into it. I Want to Know What Love Is.
Yeah, a lot of people would get in. It was crowded, so it would have been nice in there if they played that.
Did they play? I can't remember. Did they play Waiting for a Girl Like You? I don't think so, because that spent 9 weeks at number two. We did this on our 80s trivia. I've Been Waiting for a Girl Like You. That spent 9 weeks at number two, the longest song ever. They didn't play that. So as great as they were, I left wondering, like, why didn't they play some of these songs?
Definitely interesting.
All right, we got Bob on the line. What's up, Bob? How you doing, pal?
I'm good. Doing good, Corey. I wanted to weigh in on that diatribe that Dan relayed on us yesterday.
Okay.
The more I thought about it, it's like he says that Leah Shackley,
swimmer from Bedford, yep.
She wouldn't be able to go to Penn State because she didn't place in the, you know, real, real high.
That was your takeaway? That was your takeaway from that?
That's what he said. He said the girls from around here couldn't go to Penn State because, you know, they think they're good. You know, they wouldn't. You know, that's what he said.
I didn't think he meant specifically her.
Well, that's what he meant.
The female basketball players from around here was really what I kind of took.
He was talking about swimming.
Well,
and it's like there's only one girl on the Penn State team that went to the trials.
I'm gonna go back and listen to that. Was not my take. Now listen, hey, look, I love Dan. Dan calls. He meandered all over the place. He was kind of going.
Yes, he does. He needs to drop breadcrumbs so we can follow.
He,
thank you, Corey.
Yeah, you betcha. Thanks. He mentioned Leah Shackley, but I took it that basically the gist of the conversation was no matter how good you are around here as a local athlete, if you don't get out and challenge yourself, you know, against the best competition elsewhere, you'll never know. And that was at least my takeaway. All right, we're going to step away for a break here. Jared Prugar from the Altoona Mirror is going to join me. The Altoona Curve are back home starting tonight for a week. They've been playing great, and they're opening up the second half. Could there be hope for a playoff run in the second half as well as the team is playing? We'll get into that after the break.
If you thought the fireworks were over after the 4th, you're mistaken. J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars has a red-hot deal on cigars July 5th and 6th during their After the 4th event at both their Chambersburg and Alexandria locations. Stock up on Drew Estate, Arturo Fuente, Oliva, and many more. And when you shop at J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars, don't forget the swag like ashtrays, lighters, and much more. Don't miss the After the 4th event July 5th and 6th at both locations of J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars, Alexandria and Chambersburg. J.M. Boswell, come for the deals. Stay for the smoke.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
So you need a good, reliable vehicle. But let's face it, the economy's not great. Gas and grocery prices are sky high. Bottom line is the price. So what do? You go to J&P Automart. The folks at J&P Automart know how you feel. That's why they want to give you the lowest prices possible. The bottom line price on a good used car or truck. Shop online at jnpautomart.com or come in and see the inventory in person. Ask about financing too. Good vehicles at the lowest possible prices. J&P Automart, 1906 Pleasant Valley Boulevard in Altoona.
Get to Mattis Motorsports now for CF Moto ATVs and side-by-sides. Mattis Motorsports is also your headquarters for trailers, both open and closed. Campers, brands like Astoria, Gulfstream, Puma, and more. Bad Boy Zero Turn Mowers in Lear and ARE truck cabs. Give Mattis Motorsports a call at 814-940-6288. Or check them out in person at 1702 East Pleasant Valley Boulevard in the Greenwood section of Altoona. And remember,
if it doesn't say Mattis, you paid too much.
Phoenix Domus Rise Above Halfway House offers residential treatment for adult males affected by drug or alcohol addiction. Their facility is located in the Fairview Hills section of Altoona and is licensed to house 16 adult male residents who are seeking halfway house treatment services. Phoenix Domus is actively looking for referrals. Email referrals at phoenixdomus.com or call 814-515-2055. Rise above the grips of addiction. Let Phoenix Domus Rise Above Halfway House help.
With all the activities and sports you and the kids are involved with, who has time to cook? So with that in mind, let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 3-cut lunch deal with a soda. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for their awesome 15-cut big deal. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 28-cut party box. It's time to get you and your team to Best Way Pizza before or after the game. Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg.
HFM.
All right, we got great weather. Curve are coming back home tonight for a series against the Akron Rubber Ducks. It'll be 82 degrees at 6 o'clock, which is much better than the 132 degrees it was every damn night last week. So it's a good thing the Curve weren't home last night. Jared Prugar from the Altoona Mirror joined us, and sometimes the schedule works that way. Would you have wanted to be out there covering the Curve last week when you were basically walking on the sun?
Well, it's a little different in the press box where there's air conditioning, so...
You gotta get the really hell out of the. Me. You gotta get the hell out of the press box every now and then. Those people can get boring.
Yes. So I don't know that boring has ever been a term used in that press box.
I agree. Yeah.
But when I do get to mingle out and mingle with the fans and go get food, then it is certainly nice on the concourse. But last week was brutally hot. I played some golf and it was absolutely miserable. But today is much more like it. Yesterday would have been great as well. But it is nice when the Curve avoid a stretch like that.
Curver home, we'll get to that here in a second. You said you played golf last week during the day or at night?
During the day. I played in the morning on Wednesday, and then I played in a golf outing in the afternoon. And the afternoon golf outing was one of the most miserable times I've ever had.
Yeah, so it was an outing.
It was ugly.
So you had a cart at least, right?
Yes. This body isn't built to walk. Corey.
And the morning session was probably okay. I was doing some stuff early mornings last week. It wasn't too bad. But once like 9, 10 rolled around. Anyway, that piqued my interest. You said you were playing golf because that had to be brutal. Just try, you know, you get to the 8th, 10th hole on a course last week. That had to be rough.
Yeah, and it was. I mean, it was about a 5-hour round, and there were backups on a couple different holes.
Oh, man.
30-some teams. So it was we were struggling to find shade and everything else. And it was luckily one of the giveaways was a cooling towel. So that definitely came in handy for sure.
Interesting. I find that stuff interesting. Anybody that was getting out doing anything last week. All right, Jared Prugar. So Curve had a 15-game losing streak in the first half. And it's like, this is the worst team we've ever seen. And they had the worst record in all of professional baseball. And then something happened a couple weeks ago. What the hell happened with that team?
Well, much like the weather, they started heating up, and everything kind of started to settle in for them. You know, they got some really good starting pitching out of Braxton Ashcraft. Bubba Chandler has played really well coming off the injured list, and Thomas Harrington has shown some signs of being a really quality starting pitcher at the Double A level. So, I mean, when you're getting that and you couple that with some really good offensive performances as well, it's the recipe for success.
All right.
And you don't have to play Akron every damn series either.
Was it the same guys? I know the way the Pirates do things now is different than before, and I don't follow the day-to-day transactions really much anymore, Jared. But was it most of the same group that was struggling, or did they get reinforcements? And I know they've sent a lot of guys up to AAA, so what happened with the dynamic of the team?
It's kind of been back and forth. There have been a lot of guys shuttling between the two teams. Jackson Glenn, to name one, Nick Domkowski, to name a pitcher. But Yoenir Fajardo was called up from Greensboro, and he's played really well. And then Kirvin Pichardo, who's been with the team all year, has started to heat up as well and is starting to hit successfully. Seth Beer was their steady Eddie in the heart of the order. Sungchae Chang has played some really good baseball as well, getting on base frequently. And when you can do that from the leadoff spot, usually it's a recipe for success for them. And they've been getting really good relief outings from their pitchers as well. And that is ultimately huge when you're a team that's struggling.
All right. So now they wipe the slate clean. This is the part of the Eastern League over the last number of years where you have a second half. You're not just playing for a full 142 game season and there's, you know, one playoff berth or a couple playoff berths online. This half whole situation is very, very interesting. I've got to think that everybody in the Curve Clubhouse is breathing a sigh of relief that, hey, now they can just get rid of the whole 15-game losing streak, start over. You're not looking up at a huge deficit. Where do you think these guys are from a mental standpoint?
I think, you know, the clubhouse vibes have gotten much better as they start to have success. The only day they're not really having success are Tuesdays. They haven't won on a Tuesday since May. Right? So, and I think that's one of the unique things. They lost on Tuesday or Wednesday, and in the last series they only lost on Tuesday. But the clubhouse environment has gotten significantly better. It was brutal talking to Curve manager Robbie Hammack. I felt your heart goes out to a guy. You're trying to search for answers, and they're not popping up. I've been there as a coach, obviously not at the professional level. I've done it in Little League, and we've had some lack of success and gone winless. And you're searching for the answers and trying to figure out what can I do to make this team better. And when they lost those 15 games, they were figuring out a way every night. You know, it seemed, or if it was a collision in the outfield or an error here or a strikeout there, and they cut down the strikeouts, which is huge for them. But now those vibes, now that they're winning, they're starting to turn around. And it's a jubilant clubhouse now. Everybody's happy. You know, everybody's contributing. And that's the makings of a really good team. But what's crazy, though, Corey, is they went 13-3 in their last 16 games, and that still only put them at 29-40
right,
the first 69 games of the season.
You know, it's also significantly better. I pulled up the front page of the Altoona Mirror. Your headshot that you use is now significantly better. I've got to give you major props for finally getting an updated mugshot. I'm not sure how long you've been using this one, but this is a hell of a lot better one than the one you took when you were like, 13 years old.
That was solid for you. That was about 13 years ago. It's now.
This is a good looking guy in this photo here. Who convinced you to finally get another headshot?
I found a picture that worked for me. And when I was with DK, that was the headshot that they photoshopped and created. So you know what? I just went with it, and you know it's been very beneficial for me.
I like it. Good stuff, Jared Prugar. All right, so I want to get Nathan to weigh in on this. I got my intern Nathan Forlina in, Jared, and I want to have a discussion with you about whether the winning matters or not. All right, so when I started covering the Curve in 99, everybody wanted to see the team win. I mean, this was a new team, and everybody excited, but people wanted to see them win, and they really didn't for a while. It wasn't until 2003 that they made the playoffs, and then we got spoiled. They were in the playoffs 3, 4, 5, 6. They were in the playoffs a whole bunch of times, won it in 2010. Then we had a little bit of a drought or a couple terrible teams. But they won it again in 2017. Where do you think the franchise is right now, 25-plus years into all this, because we've had the playoffs, we've had the winning teams, we've had the championships. Is it okay if the team isn't real good and they don't make the playoffs for a long stretch, because it's been what's the last time they made the playoffs? 2018, is that right, or was it 17?
28, yeah, I think so. I know obviously they won it in 2016, if I'm not mistaken.
2017 they won, I think they made it the next year.
But then we had the COVID year, and they haven't been very good since.
Exactly. So does it matter? Do you think it matters now? And I'm asking you to speak for the fan base. The crowds are still good. The attendance is still good. They do a good job. But compared to 15, 20 years ago, is the winning as important or not?
I don't know that it is, because, you know, you're not organization as a whole money into necessarily winning. They're putting money into development call schemes, right? So, like, really worried about how many wins he racks up in Double A or helps the curve get to. Things that they value wins. I mean, Ben Sherrington has said it all the time. And the winning does matter to an extent.
But let me stop you real quick. I'm saying, does it matter to the people here? I don't care what the hell the Pirates want. I don't care what Ben Sherrington wants. Screw him. I don't care what he wants. Do you think fans, when they go out, want to see them win?
They're losing amount of games, PNG Field was still, you know, they do a great job of promoting as a stadium and doing a lot of different things to draw people there. Tonight, I think it's 70s themed fireworks, right? So have different things and different reasons to come to the ballpark. That's what minor league baseball is all about. So this is always going to be there. Yes, does it help if there are prospects like McAdoo, or even a Shamar Johnson here in the future, guys that are going to come make an impact and see them play, like the 10,000 people we saw with Paul Skeens there. Individuals, I don't know that the result of the game matters. Sure, everybody wants to hear the song. Here, everybody loves for baseball time. And that's truly what brings people to the ballpark, in my opinion.
Did you feel that way 15 years ago when you were going as a fan? Did you want to go see them lose 15 games in a row? Did you want to see a playoff appearance? Did you want to see a shot at a championship and when you were a fan?
You know, it's tough because, again, you look at guys back then 15 years ago, in 2009. So, I mean, you're looking at guys back then, and let's go up to even guys like Tyler Glasnow, right, who is a little later than that. But I wanted to go see Tyler Glasnow pitch. Guys like that, and I was much more interested in the prospects, which kind of led me to where I am. I'd rather see.
Okay, I lost you there.
As great as they are.
I lost you there. Repeat the last thing you said. I lost you there for a second.
It is nice to see wins. Double-A wins don't matter in the grand scheme of things, other than in the standings.
See, but here's where it's interesting.
I wanted to see the prospects play.
Right, and you're right. And let me just make sure I get to the point of what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the people who are there every night. I'm not talking about just showing up and repeating. And again, I'm going back from 99 early on. If we would have had 20 years in a row with no playoff appearances, I bet you people would be pissed. If we had had 20 years in a row of teams that were awful and no playoff appearances and no championships, and we're sitting here in 2024 and the curve were still terrible, I guarantee you the attendance would be a problem. That's kind of what I'm getting at. I think that we were so spoiled for so long, but that also whetted the appetite for everybody that they were able to win. Nathan, you're only 19. You didn't get to see the curve really when they were really good in 2010. I can't imagine you remember that. Does it? If you're going to go once or twice a season, does it matter if they win? Versus if you're a season ticket holder and you're going 30 plus times, does it matter if they win?
If I'm a season ticket holder, I'm mad.
Even in minor league baseball.
Right. Although I do want to watch the development of players. You still want to go and see the team at least be competitive in a way. You want to see pitchers out there, you know, shutting down. Maybe you have hitters, you know, hitting some home runs. But I mean, I would be upset if I was in season ticket holder, but if I'm going once or twice a year, I don't think it's the worst thing in the world if, you know, they're not the most competitive, because at that point, you're just getting out to the ballpark to see fireworks or their promotions and stuff.
You're not old enough for this, but to get a cold one and, you know, enjoy all that. So, Jared, what do you think about that? Like, the folks, the people that are there every single night versus the folks that are there just once, twice, three times, what do you think the difference is in the way they view things?
Well, you're there the for the season, I think you do want to see more competitive baseball. And maybe the wins don't always matter, and maybe the losses don't, but you want to see competitive baseball. And that during the losing streak was some of the worst baseball that has been played in that field in quite some time. But I think, you know, if you're the everyday fan and you're in that ballpark, you know, five out of six games in a homestand, you do want to see them put up results. But you're also probably there for another reason outside of baseball, you know, and maybe it is to get a curve burger or to have a cold one or for whatever promotion there might be. I know Thursday is a kid jersey day, which is going to be kind of cool. They don't typically do something like that, but that's what people come for, and then they stay for the baseball game. So, I mean, it's tough because when you're a kid, you want to go have fun at the ballpark, and you don't really care what happens on the field. And then as you get older and you see everything, you want to see a competitive game. You don't want to see a boring game. And I think the pace of play has certainly helped that. You know, it's not like last year, burn an hour just to be able to put the fireworks off. So, I mean, that aspect of it, I think, is good too. But if you're there, you know, four out of six games or five out of six games, yeah, sure. I think you do want to see a lot more competitive baseball than not, because why would you want to come that many games at homestand if it's not going to be a good game?
Quick question, Jared. I have McAdoo. He gets called up last week. You know, this guy's big prospect, 13th round pick last year, flying up the minor leagues. Why should people go see him? And then how long also do we have till the Pirates trade this guy away?
I think it's a breath of fresh air. It's somebody that's different. And he's a 2023 draft pick. So he's skyrocketing up the ranks. That was a pretty good 2023 draft. You know, last year they got 1-1 is already in the majors and he's doing pretty well. So, I mean, he's not necessarily Paul Skeens, but he's a guy that is fun to watch. He can play a multitude of different positions. He acclimated himself really well to Double-A, and that's not always something that's easy. That step from High A in Greensboro to Double-A in Altoona is not always an easy step. And you hope that, you know, it's tough because one of his main positions is third base. Very clearly, there's a guy named Cabrian Hayes there right now. So my hope is that they move him, you know, a place where they really don't have anybody right now, which is first base, and put him on the corner there. So that they don't use him as a trade chip. But the hope is to see him in a Pirates uniform. But if he's going to provide you with maybe some of the incentive to get a good return, maybe you open that door. But he's only 1 year in, not even being in the Pirates organization. And I don't think it's early enough to say that he's going to be out the door sooner rather than later just yet.
All right, good stuff, buddy. Appreciate the time, man.
Probably something that's coming down the line. Yep, you got it, Corey. Thank you.
Enjoy your evening, pal. Jared Prugar from the Altoona Mirror. Good stuff. Curver home all week against the Akron Rubber Ducks. All right, we'll take a break here. Nathan's taking over after. You ready?
I'm ready. Let's do this.
All right, let's go.
I'm Kerry Murphy with your NASCAR Xfinity Series race recap from New Hampshire. Christopher Bell made a last lap pass in overtime to snag his fourth Xfinity Series win in a row from New Hampshire.
It's like, you know, what everyone does growing up racing, right? And my day job's in the Cup Series, so coming to the Xfinity car is a little bit less pressure, and it's enjoyable to drive these cars. They're you can slide them around a lot, so it's fun on a bunch of different levels. Yeah, I mean, like I said yesterday, winning is never easy, and I blew it today on pit road, and we lost control of the race, and then once I lost control of the race, it looked like I was going to lose until, you know, we had that overtime restart. So winning is just, it's hard and everything has to go right to win. And we snuck one out today, that's for sure. I think I did get the lead one time, but aside from that, I was always kind of coming out in second or third. And I knew what I needed to do. If I could stay beside him, I felt really good in one and two on the bottom. So I felt like if I could stay, you know, close to even with him, that I could clear him.
All right, now let's see here. Sheldon Creed was second, followed by Cole Custer, Justin Allgaier, and Carson Quapple rounds out the top five. Quick point standings look like this. Cole Custer leads Chandler Smith by 15. Up next for the NASCAR Xfinity Series is Nashville, Saturday, 5 p.m. Eastern on USA. You're on the final lap.
With Progressive's Home Quote Explorer, you can check if you're paying too much for home insurance, because giving you options is the right thing to do.
Oh, you mean like when I let someone with less groceries go ahead in line? Sure, there's a part of me that thinks, if you only need three things, maybe go to a convenience store next time. And now they're sifting through coupons and my frozen foods are about to be not frozen.
But still, it's the right thing to do. So compare rates with Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
If you thought the fireworks were over after the 4th, you're mistaken. J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars has a red-hot deal on cigars July 5th and 6th during their After the 4th event at both their Chambersburg and Alexandria locations. Stock up on Drew Estate, Arturo Fuente, Oliva, and many more. And when you shop at J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars, don't forget the swag like ashtrays, lighters, and much more. Don't miss the After the 4th event July 5th and 6th at both locations of J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars, Alexandria and Chambersburg. J.M. Boswell, come for the deals, stay for the smoke.
If you're a customer of Davidson Snacks Outlet, stand by for an important announcement. Davidson Snacks Outlet has moved to a new location. The folks at Davidson Snacks Outlet feel blessed to watch their business become a success, and they want to thank their employees and you. Davidson Snacks Outlet's new location is 16843 Dunnings Highway in Duncansville. It's the same great variety of your favorite snacks and great service now at a new location. 16843 Dunnings Highway, Duncansville, Davidson Snacks Outlet.
AKFM.
All right, welcome back here to Sports Central with Corey Geiger. I am your host for the last 20 minutes, Nathan Forlina. Hopefully everybody's having themselves a great day today. Had a great conversation with Jared Prugar in the last segment. Talked a little Curve Baseball. If you had a chance, go out, see them. They're home this weekend. Watch the new prospect, McAdoo. We'll see what he does. Who knows? Maybe he's the next great Pirate. But before we get into the conversation on the other side, I'm going to be answering the question some of you might be thinking to yourself, where can I find myself a great cigar? So if you're without a great cigar, look at J.M. Boswell's. So if you need a cigar for, you know, a hunting trip, a fishing trip, tailgating, or a great football game, J.M. Boswell's is the place to go. J.M. Boswell's is located on 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA. They're open 9 to 5 on Tuesday through Friday, and then 9 to 4 on Saturday, and they're always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell's pipe. All right, so, Corey, I came up with a little game that we're going to do here. So,
oh, games. Yeah. I love games.
I hope you enjoy it.
80s music trivia?
Nah, we're not talking 80s trivia. We're going to talk sports. This is a sports show, Corey. It is a sports
is
show.
It? Does it have to be?
It feels, I mean, it doesn't feel like it. It feels like a music show some days, but hey, we're going to stick to the roots here. We're going to talk a little Penn State football. So there's not much news in the sports world today besides, you know, the Panthers win the cup and everything. I know Corey is not the biggest hockey fan, so I don't want to get him on a topic that he doesn't know about. So we're going to stick with Penn State football. So I've been seeing this thing around the internet. It's a thing called a $15 builder. So there's going to be five different categories. So for the categories, I'm going to be giving you a quarterback, running back, a weapon, so a wide receiver, tight end, a defensive player, and a coach. And each player or coach can have a different,
dollar value
yeah. to it. Yep. So
these are tough, man.
These are tough
because it places emphasis on what you value. Mm-hmm. Like, have you seen the NBA when they'll have like Steph Curry and LeBron and Michael Jordan and all that? Yeah. Okay, this will be interesting. So I got 15 bucks.
Yeah, right? 15 bucks. So all from $5 to $1. I'm going to give you five options for each. We're going to go one by one so you won't know what's next. We're going to start with the quarterback position, obviously one of the most important positions on the field.
And
too.
I am not going to break the bank on quarterback here.
Okay, well, $5 is Trace McSorley. So if you want
your Heisman, I thought he was going to be like a $3 quarterback.
And that's why I didn't put him there.
You did this on purpose.
Hey, I looked up rankings, and all of them actually said he is toward the top. So
okay,
I figured,
where's Darryl Clark? How much can I get Darryl Clark for? Is he on your list?
Darryl Clark's $1. So we have Kerry Collins at $4 for Kerry Collins. Todd Blackledge is $3.
I'm not going Blackledge. I think that football, the game was way different back then. Okay. I'm not going that route.
Okay, $2 is Michael Robinson, which really isn't a quarterback. He's more a fullback in the NFL.
That's my pick right there because I love Darryl Clark.
Darryl Clark, okay.
But Michael Robinson, while not, I'm not a huge fan of quarterbacks taking off and running.
Mm-hmm.
You're young. Did you see the video of him doing the Minnesota kid?
Oh my God. It's rough.
Oh my God. And that kid never played football again. They don't even show that video at Beaver Stadium anymore.
Did he get paralyzed? Or
No, he just destroyed his shoulder. I did a story on it a few years later, and they don't even, because of what happened to the kid. I think that kid's name might have been Brandon or something. But so he's $2 Darryl. See, I would be tempted to go Darryl Clark, but he wasn't much of a runner. So I'm gonna go Michael Robinson with $2.
All right.
So I got a lot of money left now.
You got $13 remaining.
Let's go, man.
So we got our running back position now. We got Saquon at $5.
Okay.
Ke'Jauna Carter is $4. Lydell Mitchell is $3. Franco Harris is $2. And John Campanelli is $1.
All right. So that's tough. Franco was not a great runner. Franco never had 700 yards rushing in a season at Penn State. He never did. Mm-hmm. So he was. I'm not going to spend $5 on Saquon. Who was $4?
Ke'Jauna Carter.
Yeah.
I don't think
he caught a lot of passes though. Because here's the thing. If I've got a dual threat quarterback and I can get me a dual threat running back, okay, I'm gonna pass on this because I need to know how much money I have at the end. All right, is that fair?
All right. We'll
are you
slide.
Gonna force me into
we'll let
force
slide.
Me
we'll
into
let now? We'll
I'll
slide.
Buy one.
No, we'll let's.
Saquon's five.
Okay.
Ke'Jauna's four. Who was three?
Three Lydell Mitchell.
Again, they didn't throw the ball back then, and I'm definitely not taking Franco or John Capoletti. So, If I can have, because I saved money on my quarterback, I'll take Saquon here at $5. So I'm at
$7.
I got $8 left. I'm in good shape, man.
All right. So we're moving on to the wide receivers. So $5, you can have Allen Robinson. $4 is Bobby Engram. $3 is Chris Godwin. $2 is O.J. McDuffie. And $1 is Kenny Jackson.
I'm going Chris Godwin.
Chris Godwin's sneakily good.
Never dropped a ball.
Yeah.
Now, look, there are people that will tell you that Bobby Engram's the best Penn State wide receiver ever. I think Allen Robinson is the best Penn State wide receiver ever. The guy had 98 catches with Christian Hackenberg, 97 catches or whatever. But if you remember Godwin, and this is coming from the guy that says, hey, James, can you let Drew Aller throw the ball deep? You know why they did that with Jomo? Because they had Chris Godwin. So I'm going to go Chris Godwin here. He would catch anything. He can be a possession guy or a guy that catches a 50-50 ball 50 yards down the field.
Chris Godwin does not get the respect he deserves. He is the most underrated, I think, wide receiver in the last 5 years in the NFL.
Is he as good as some of those other guys? No. Allen Robinson is the best wide receiver Penn State has ever had in college. And in the NFL, he was really, really good for his first number of years. But if we're going a $15 deal and I've got $8 left, I feel extremely comfortable because I know Chris Godwin is never going to drop a pass.
Yeah, he's reliable as it comes. All right. So
that's $11, yep, right? Yep. I got $4 for two people.
No, you're at $10, so you got $5. $5 here.
I got $5.
Yeah.
So Chris Godwin was only $2?
Chris Godwin was $3, Saquon was $5, and then Robinson's too.
Oh man, I'm rolling here. So I'm winning this.
Okay.
I'm winning this.
So your
stuff.
Defense anchor here. So you can have LeVar Arrington for $5. You're not gonna have a coach on the field then, so you know.
Oh,
sorry
we,
about
we
that.
We gotta pay for coaches.
You gotta pay for a coach.
Fifth one's coach.
Okay. So you gotta balance it out here. So LeVar Arrington for $5, which is pretty much out of the question now. Tom Paul Lee with $4, Jack Cam with $3. Paul Pluznusny. I don't have to say
Paul Pluznusny.
Puz. I call him Puz. And then Mike Reed at $1.
Okay.
Who's going to be the anchor of that your defense? Here?
Okay, so I can't get LeVar. I have such unbelievable respect for Paul Pluznusny because the guy was just an unbelievable warrior. But Jack Ham is the best football player in Penn State history, and I could get him for $3. Is that right?
$3, yep.
Jack Ham is the best football player that Penn State has ever had, college and pro combined.
Okay.
Now, you can't say that about Franco. Franco was a decent running back in college. Jack Ham was an All-American and a four-time Super Bowl champion. So if I can get Jack Ham for $3 and I got $2 left for a coach, I'm in good shape. So I'm curious to see these coaching prices now.
All right. So at $5, you had Joe Paterno,
no.
Obviously. $4 is Rip Engel.
Okay.
$3 would have been James Franklin. So your options, you have $2, Bill Hollenbeck, which coached from 1909 to 1914, or you have Hugo Bezdek, for $1, 1918 to 1929. So these guys are not familiar with the forward pass. But I got you beat then.
Okay. All right? I found the loophole.
All right, let me hear it.
If you're telling me I can get Bill O'Brien for free?
Bill O'Brien's not free. He's on the list. I almost put Bill O'Brien on.
Because I was going to say, if I can get Bill O'Brien for free, then I can get LeVar for $5.
That's not how this works, Corey. You got to pick from the list.
Was Bill on the list?
Bill is not on the list.
If Bill's not on your list, then you're telling me that Bill's free.
I picked the top five according to Bleacher Report. That list, I think, came out in like 2015 or 2016. So I inserted Franklin because he had a longer tenure than these guys, besides Hugo. So I put Franklin in there because I think he's a better coach than him. He's more recent. But if you,
you
want
think
Bill
Franklin's a better coach than Bill O'Brien?
No. Hugo.
Okay, right. Yeah. Those old school guys. Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's better. I think football mind is maybe not as sharp as Bill O'Brien. I think he's a better recruiter. But
let me tell you this, I will go to battle with Bill O'Brien, the football coach, 100 times more.
You got them out of a sticky spot.
Than I will with James Franklin as a football coach, mm-hmm. not as a recruiter. Here's the thing with Bill. Bill, over time, was not going to have as much success as James Franklin because James is an unbelievably charismatic person and crushes it recruiting. And all of those things, James Franklin, I've said it before, I think he is the best, number one in the entire country, CEO in college football. I don't put him in the top 20 in terms of football coaches, okay, in terms of just coaching games. But in terms of leading the program, I'd put James, I mean, he is incredible. But if you're giving me the team, and I don't have to go get the players. Are you following my line of thinking? I don't have to go get the players.
If you're just talking on the field,
then
60
Bill
minutes.
O'Brien is an unbelievable football coach. And with all due respect to Joe, Joe was great. But a lot of Joe's career, he just had better players than everybody because Penn State was playing a bunch of dregs from the Northeast, like Temple and Syracuse and Boston College and West Virginia. The massive number of wins out of his 409 that are against teams that weren't real good. It's a huge number, with no disrespect to Joe. But if you're giving me the talent, Bill O'Brien went to the playoffs 4 consecutive years with the Houston Texans. Now, he got fired because he was an absolutely horrendous GM. When they gave him the GM job, he couldn't handle that.
Whenever you have J.J. Watt punch you in the face, it's hard to recover from that.
He's not that guy. But as a coach, I'll take Bill O'Brien with my remaining $2.
All right,
I like my team. You tell me who my team is. I like this team.
So your team, you're looking at Michael Robinson as your quarterback. You have Saquon at your running back, Chris Godwin as your wide receiver, Jack Ham as your defensive anchor, and then I guess you have Bill O'Brien if you want to insert him in. He will be your coach leading men onto the field.
I'm winning the damn national championship.
I was just about to ask you, is that team beating this Georgia team, this Ohio State team, you think?
Here's where we go here. I wish we had more time, but here's where we go. If I can get Michael Robinson, that's why Michael and Saquon, you're talking about an unbelievable offensive force. Michael Robinson was wide receiver before he was running, but before he was the quarterback, his final year. If I can get him and Saquon and Chris Godwin, that to me, I mean, look, Kerry Collins is better than Michael Robinson, okay? Trace McSorley was a better college quarterback than Michael Robinson. But in this kind of game where you only have a limited funds, if I can get Michael Robinson and Saquon and Chris Godwin, I would challenge you to spend your money more wisely on those three. Who would you take in those three?
Between who?
Economically. Wide receiver, quarterback, running back.
I'd probably go with Derek Clark.
Yeah, that was going to be my first choice because Daryl was a good runner. Daryl went 22-4 as a starting quarterback.
That's pretty good. Pretty good record right there. Then I'd probably use Saquon,
so,
too.
So now you got $6. So now you can get any receiver you want. Now you can actually get Allen Robinson if you want.
Yeah, I'd take Allen Robinson there.
All right, we do got to take a break here, Nathan. Hang on. We'll wrap things up after this.
If you thought the fireworks were over after the 4th, you're mistaken. J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars has a red-hot deal on cigars July 5th and 6th during their After the 4th event at both their Chambersburg and Alexandria locations. Stock up on Drew Estate, Arturo Fuente, Oliva, and many more. And when you shop at J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars, don't forget the swag like ashtrays, lighters, and much more. Don't miss the After the 4th event July 5th and 6th at both locations of J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars, Alexandria and Chambersburg. J.M. Boswell, come for the deals. Stay for the smoke.
It's a grand slam.
Everyone loves a grand slam, and now you can score one with Kepner's Grandview Meats. Stop in at Kepner's Grandview Meats from now until the end of the curve season and register for the Grandview Grand Slam Contest. If your name is called out during WRTA mornings and a grand slam is hit, you win a $100 gift certificate from Kepner's Grandview Meats, the home of quality meats, hot and cold subs, and more. Stop in and register. No purchase necessary. Kepner's Grandview Meats, 1544 Pleasant Valley Boulevard, Altoona.
At Shoofly, they think on their feet so you can walk in comfort and style. When you step into Shoofly, you'll be greeted by a friendly and knowledgeable staff who will assist you in finding the perfect shoe for any occasion. Shoofly believes that every foot problem has a fitting solution, and they will work with you to make sure you don't have to sacrifice style for comfort. For more information or to schedule a professional fitting with one of Shoofly's fit specialists, visit their website, ShoeflyStores.com. Shoofly. Your feet will thank you.
Pacificos, bread and rolls, Pacificos, bread and rolls, Pacificos, Pacificos, bread and rolls, Pacificos, bread and rolls, Pacificos, bread and rolls, Pacificos.
ARC Federal Credit Union can help you with many of the important things in life. If you'd like to become a member, ARC has growing opportunities, and you'd be surprised at how easy it is to qualify now that ARC includes over 24 local employers and organizations. And with 2 branches, it's easier than ever. Services like business loans, online banking, and mobile deposit. Let us show you the many benefits of being a member of ARC Federal Credit Union. Stop into 1919 7th Avenue in Altoona and 419 North 7th Street in Juniata.
Got Medicaid or are you uninsured? Do you need a doctor? We love to care at Gloria Gates Care, and we're now accepting new members. At Gloria Gates Care, we've got all your needs in one place, and we welcome you to come join us while we help you to receive the quality care you deserve. At Gloria Gates Care, we're redefining healthcare. For office hours and more information, call 814-300-7777. Gloria Gates Care, 2525 9th Avenue, Suite B, Altoona. Online at GloriaGatesCare.com.
Welcome back to Sports Central with Corey Geiger. I am Nathan Ferlina. Hopefully you guys are all having a great day. It was a good day in studio today. We had a little Altoona Curve baseball talk. Again, if you're able to, get out to the ballpark this weekend or this week at some point and just try to enjoy a game. You know, watch the young guys, you know, take their cuts and take the mound. Maybe you'll see something significant, something great. I think it was a good discussion today, Corey. What about you?
I like that game we played at the end. We need to do some more of that. I'm taking my Penn State team that I picked there, and I'm going to win the national championship, baby.
All right, this is the best. According to Corey, this is the best Penn State roster ever assembled.
That
right
I
here.
Can get for $15.
That you can get for $15.
I got Michael Robinson, Saquon, Chris Godwin, Jack Ham, and Bill O'Brien.
Maybe this is the NIL. Maybe this is the NIL to try. Take care, guys. Have a good one.
Sports Central is an exclusive presentation of 96.1 Hank FM. WKMC Roaring Spring Altoona. Hank is WKMC, 1370 AM, 96.1 FM. Roaring Spring, Altoona. A service of Leitner Communications.